Petra Carruthers was shot in the back in broad daylight Tuesday while sitting under a tree in Jackie Tatum Harvard Park, a place where he had spent many hours as a youth volunteer for the Department of Recreation and Parks. Authorities say he was likely mistaken for a gang member, even though Carruthers had no gang affiliation. Mark Mariscal, the superintendent in charge of Harvard Park, said today that his agency lost one of their own.
It is a loss. It was a family loss. Let me just say, the Department of Rec and Parks, Mr. Carruthers, that was a good volunteer that had spent more than 7 years in our park program.
Taronda McGee also used to volunteer at Harvard Park and taught Carruthers dance there when he was a kid. She attended a vigil last night to honor her former student and remembered him as a kind and good-natured teenager who did well in school and stayed away from gangs.
He never was messing up at school or at home or nothing like that. He was very, like, spiritual, and all the kids around the park look up to him as a big brother.
Less than 3 miles away from Harvard Park sits Denker Park Recreation Center on 35th Place. Volunteers gathered there this morning to make improvements at the site, such as a new baseball field. The money was donated by a local affordable housing developer. The center's recreation coordinator, Liz Alamillo, said the improvements would have a positive effect on young people in the neighborhood.
When you provide a safe haven for your children to come to, you're much more comfortable bringing them here as opposed to letting them be out on the streets. When they're here, they're away from the element that's negative in their life.
Senior lead officer Pierre Oliga used to patrol the area around Harvard Park. He now serves in LAPD's Southwest Division, but he agreed that it will take more than police action to solve the problem of violence.
We'll do search warrants. We'll identify these gang members. We'll do gang enhancements on them in court to make sure that they stay away. But it's also important for the community and the parks to help on the back end. Or, you know, if we arrest someone and the jail's overcrowded and they're back out, you know, what more power do we have?
Security cameras were supposed to be installed in Harvard Park over the summer. But Councilman Parks said in an emailed statement today that the issue was held up unexplainably in the Public Safety Committee chaired by Councilman Mitch Englander. A final vote is expected to take place tomorrow. Superintendent Mariscal praised Parks' leadership in trying to install the cameras after the council approved funding for them in February.
Bernard Parks' office, CD8, has really, really been trying very diligent to get this whole process done, specifically at Jackie Tatum Harvard Recreation Center.
While the cameras won't stop bullets, the hope is that they can act as a deterrent to future crimes. Omar Shamoot, Annenberg Radio News.